Okay, so sit comfortably, but not too comfortably. And we're learning how to be awake and aware in the present moment. Human consciousness is just slightly different from hypnosis, hypnotic state. Usually on automatic pilot. Often in the realm of our thinking and our worries and our regrets and desires, hopes and fears. So we're not really awake to our real life, the real world, the real life as it is manifesting in the present moment. So now we're training ourselves to put down all those crutches and all that unskillful mental activity, to learning to clean out the mind and all the junk in the mind, and not so that we don't have anything in our mind at all, but in order to keep those useful things that give our lives quality and inner peace. So in the practice of mindfulness of breathing, to repeat again, clarify your intention. Be very clear in your mind about exactly what it is that you want to be doing in the next 20 or 30 minutes. And be very clear as to what you're putting aside. Letting yourself, this is not the time to be thinking about home or to be thinking about food or enjoyments or happy memories, unhappy memories, thinking about friends and boyfriends and girlfriends and all these thoughts that swirl around in our mind. We just put those down for a few minutes. So the mind is, could say, like the owner of the house, and the thoughts, emotions are like the servants or the guests in the house, and they've taken over the house. So we have to sort things out. So if in the practice of mindfulness of breathing, we choose a point in the body in which we feel comfortable and interested, committed to observe the breath. But that's quite a refined or advanced practice. And if we feel our mind's not quite ready for that yet, there's some resistance or sort of stubbornness in the mind, then we can gradually introduce the mind, gradually encourage the mind to settle down in one spot by developing mindfulness together with awareness of physical sensation in the body. This is also a very good way just to become more grounded in the physical reality, because although we do so much in order to experience physical pleasure, physical comfort, we don't really know our bodies very well at all. So we're aware of the sensations in the breath that are associated with breathing in and breathing out, in those four areas, the head and neck, secondly the shoulders, arms and hands, thirdly, the torso, and fourthly, the lower body from the hips down to the toes. Then we add a fifth by being aware of all the sensations in the body that manifest at any one time. So we can, for instance, make a point of counting three, maybe five breaths on the first area, five on the second, five on the third, and five on the fourth, and five on the fifth overall. So that's already like 25 mindful breaths, being aware of sensation, different parts of the body. And then we can repeat that, or else if the mind feels ready, then come to the tip of the nose, or inside the nostril, or the top of the lip, or in the abdomen, or wherever you've chosen to be your place of work, or your the point at which you're going to study and learn about the breath. Now, the words that we use to describe an action can affect our attitude to it. And if you think you're concentrating on the breath, then you tend to get quite stiff and tense about that. So I would suggest that you consider it in terms of appreciating the breath, just as an expert would appreciate an antique or an old painting, something very complex and fine and subtle. That sense of appreciation. So you appreciate the in-breath and appreciate the out-breath. Now, what does that mean? How could you appreciate a sensation? Another way of practicing with the breath is to use a metta, or loving kindness, just as we would, the kind of feelings that we have towards, say, a small child, or a pet, or anything that's kind of sweet and cute, lovely, lovable. And imagine that feeling of love and kindness, and just feel that towards the in-breath and towards the out-breath. And this can very quickly make mindfulness of breathing very enjoyable. So we're being sending thoughts of love to the in-breath and the out-breath. It's remembering to keep the energy level at the optimum. So too much effort, get tense, too little effort, your mind drifts off. Keeping an alertness in the mind. So if you lack that sense of sharpness and alertness and clarity, then you can easily start to fall asleep. Keeping the body straight, but not rigidly so. So meditation is not just a sort of drifting off into a blurry, pleasant, fuggy kind of state, but it's one where there's clarity and sharpness, alertness,